Good morning, guys. Welcome back to Chatting with Katrina. Today is Saturday the 11th, 2020. And today we're going to talk about how to keep yourself healthy and safe. So we're going to talk about these things today. It's going to be a little bit short because I also got to do my YouTube video and then I got to finish my project. Because I've been doing projects since Monday. I was getting started on the Monday, but I went to the studio on Sunday. So, I'm working on the project and hopefully this project will come out nice. So, guys, you can go on my YouTube channel and you can watch some videos and stuff if you like them or not, you know. Won't matter to me, but still, today is actually a day where you could wake up in the morning and you can, like, you know, drink some tea or something, eat some breakfast, brush your teeth, wake up, and, you know, take showers or something. You do all your best just to look your best and do your best, you know. So I'm actually happy about this morning. I'm actually happy about the next morning over the night. You know, so I can't wait to get up tomorrow too, you know. And I can't wait to do stuff that I really want to do this week, you know. I can't wait. So, now let's talk about how to be safe and how to keep our hands washed and stuff and preventing everything. Before I talk about that, so yesterday my city did this thing to where we had to wear our mask. It's mandatory. Now some people don't like wearing it and some people do. Some people say it keeps us from getting sick and some people say it really doesn't, you know? You know, it's just, you get torn from the two, but you just like trying to figure out a way how to keep yourself from getting sick. So people was like, well, let's wear the shields, because you know the shields will keep you from getting sick, you know, stuff from getting inside your eye socket, for real. But then we got people out here like, no, I don't want to keep wearing the mask mandatory, this shit sucks, you know, why can't we just wear it when, you know, something goes down. I don't know, but it's just like, dang. Then we got the kids going back to school. Then we got some parents say, no, I don't think it's safe, you know. And then there's some people say, okay, let's bring the kids back to school. And it's just like, dang, you know, all this stuff is going on, you know. But you want to know what I think should happen? I don't think the kids should go back to school yet. I really don't. Because all of this stuff is still spreading around. Hand sanitizer is not going to help. Teach these kids to wash their hands, okay? Have a sink up in the freaking lunchroom or something so they can wash their hands and then go eat their food, you know? So I don't think hand sanitizer will work, you know? Another one is, it's going to be a lot of kids up in the classroom. Okay, nobody's not thinking about this shit, because, like, when you're in school, it's gonna be hella kids up in there, though. So, it's just, like, some people say they'll keep their kids at home, because they're not bringing their kids in school, because, you know, I can feel them, it's this pandemic and stuff. Some people was like, I want my kids to go to school and have an education. Cool. But why can't it be, like, these daycares? Like, 4 kids at a time up in there. Just 4 kids, not a lot of fucking kids up in that school. 4 children, man, 4. Because if you have a lot of people and they sitting right next to each other, how the hell you gonna tell them stay 6 feet apart when there's gonna be a lot of kids up in that lunchroom? How? I'm wondering, like, how can that happen? Now I'm actually curious, though. I'm really curious. How are they gonna do it? How are they gonna do it? And how are they gonna do it in the classroom, though? Like, I'm just curious, though. Because the kids will want to go back. Because the kids, they will want to, like, speak to their friends. They want to do handshakes, you know. Yo, it's going to go bad. it's not gonna go good. Y'all better figure out something, though. Figure out something. School is not the good time to go back. It is not, you know. And I don't think Halloween will be the same. So, you guys, we better figure out something, you know. Something. All right, so let's move on to the subject to how we can help ourselves get safe. All right, so what we can do to keep ourselves be safe. We can wash our hands before we eat our dinner. Wash our hands before we go to sleep at night. And wash our hands and before we just like come out from outside, because we do touch a lot of stuff from outside. The other thing is that we should do is to stay away from people back up, because I know there were some times where we be in the store, people be all up on you. It gets so annoying though. They be all up on you and then you looking like, can you just back up please, you know, like people don't know how to give people space. You know, they don't know how to keep people space up in the store. They just want to keep walking up. Like, you know, it says, you know, 6 feet apart, dang. You know, just stay away, okay? Don't come close. Just back up. Don't go on my space. You know? So, I feel like what we should do is we should practice some stuff at home. And then when we go to school or work, we do the same thing. You know, we don't gotta, like, get upset about this whole entire thing, because I, like I said, it's not going to happen forever. This is not going to go on forever. It's just a time where we could practice and get to know each other, because if we don't get to know each other, if we don't get to, you know, practice all these other things, well, we all just gonna keep getting sick. So we just gotta practice staying away from each other, you know, just like the same thing in companies. Let's practice. Let's stay away from each other. Let's not like keep going close to each other. Let's like not hold hands. Please, please don't. You know. So we gotta practice. We have to practice these, you know, neptits or medics. I don't know what that is, but methods. Okay, so we gotta practice these methods all together, because if we don't practice these methods, everything will not go as right as you think it will be. So, oh yeah, make sure you wipe down your phone and your objects when you come in your house, or when you're like outside or something, or after you go outside, I mean, or when you like finish eating or something, because there's plenty of germs everywhere, my friend, plenty. And I should do the same. I don't know why I sound like I'm going in a commercial. Oh yeah, guys, if you like this podcast, you can follow me on Spotify and other, you know, programs. And then also, if you really want to learn more about what is going on or what I'm actually saying, you can follow me on Instagram. Find me on Instagram. And you can also like find me on YouTube. So like and subscribe if you want to, you know, give me a thumbs up if you feel like it, because, you know, I'm not on YouTube or anything. But thank you, by the way.